Your Bible's the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5. 1 Peter 5. The Bible said, and the elders which are among you. Word elder there is pastor, bishop, or overseer. He said, I exhort, of whom also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. And he said, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. He said, never lose sight of the thought that if you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. Ain't you glad it's a whole lot more to it than grief? I'm glad there's some glory along the way. I love the glory. I know you might not can have the glory every time, but I will be counted faithful trying to get a hold of the glory. Like this in verse 2, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. Boy, I like this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, here's a word not many people like, submit yourselves unto the elder. It's not plural, I don't think. Yeah, and all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and give grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon Him. I love this. For He careth for you. Ain't you glad He didn't say that He cared for you? Careth, a continual process. Glad He's seeing about me and you. And by the way, He does care for you. You'll find out yonder don't care much for you, but honey, He cares about you. I'm glad Jesus cares. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Thank you for standing this morning. Honoring the reading of the Word of God, the most precious thing you've had in your hand all day. This morning, as we look in verse number 2, we've been dealing with the thought of the symbols of the church. Jesus referred to His church by symbols. We dealt with a pearl. It was of a great price. Secondly, we've dealt with a spiritual house, or this body, a great place. Oh, isn't it amazing that the Spirit of God would live in us? Isn't it amazing that God lives in us that are saved by the good grace of God? That's amazing to me that He would come and dwell in earthen vessels like me and you. When we leave, God's not here. He leaves out with His children. And we come in, God comes in with His children. A pearl, a great price. A spiritual house, a great place. Last Sunday, we looked at the pillar and the ground of truth as a great principle. This morning, I want to deal with this word, flock. And speak about a great picture. I believe with all of my heart it's one of the greatest pictures of the Bible. A flock. Do you notice when you come in the doors of our church, up on the mantelpiece there by the fireplace, there is a picture of a flock of sheep in the chapel above the mantel. You'll find there's a picture of the flock. What a great picture of the children of God and of the great shepherd, of how He leads His dear children through this old world. And this morning, the flock is a great picture. Three things I'd like to share with you about this picture. First of all, I want you to notice there's a picture of the love for the sheep of what I've read. There's a picture of the life of the sheep. And then lastly, there's a picture of the longing for the sheep. We find in verse number 1, Peter is writing and he says, I'm a witness of the sufferings of Christ. What's that about? Well, it's a picture of the love for the sheep. I'm glad Jesus died for sinners. I'm glad He loves sinners this morning. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. And I don't care how long you've been doing that. The blood of Calvary can wash you clean this morning, friend. It's not a baptismal pool, but it's what Jesus done on an old rugged cross. The great sufferings of Christ. We see, first of all, there was a love in purchasing. I'm glad that I've been bought with a price today. I just didn't happen into this thing. Way, way years ago, Christ has purchased His sheep. This morning we find in John's Gospel, chapter number 10, in verse number 7, there's the love of purchasing. Oh, I'm glad God has great buying power through His Son of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible said in John 10 and verse number 7, Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. He said, I'm come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. It's nothing like having abundant life through Christ this morning. Then he gives this word in verse number 11. He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, I'm glad the purchasing power of His amazing grace, that the Lord Jesus paid the price that you may be in the heavenly choir one of these mornings. Honey, the Baptist hadn't paid for you, and no denomination or religion's paid for you, but the Lamb of God paid the price for His children on an old rugged cross. We see this great love for the sheep, the love of purchasing. Aren't you glad that we don't have to do anything? It's a done deal today. He's paid the price for sinners in the eyes of a holy God. You see, Jesus is not some way. He's the way. He's the only way. In this old world, we know we have a great campaign of the Muslim faith in America. And they say that their God's our God. But honey, the Bible says, if you bypass Christ, you know not the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. There's only one way to heaven's gate, and that's through the blood of Calvary's Lamb this morning. You can be baptized, every catfish knows your name. You can ride every bicycle in the country and hand out every tract that's ever been printed and die and go to hell in your sins. But the blood of Jesus washes away our sin. I'm glad there's a love for the sheep, the love purchasing. And then you'll notice in Luke 15 there is love pursuing. In Luke's Gospel, chapter number 15, The Bible starts, and he says in verse number 3, by this great parable, not only the love purchasing, but the love pursuing. He said, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home and called together his friends and neighbors, said to him, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which is lost. And I say it to you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Here this picture of the love for the sheep. We've seen the love purchasing, but now the love pursuing. You'll notice in verse 4 there is a definite sum. He started with 100 sheep. And honey, I'm going to tell you, when you get to glory land, there will be no empty chairs in glory. God knows where we are today. And I'm glad there's a definite sum that it all started with. Just not by hap or chance that we got saved. The love of Christ has drew us in the family of God and cleansed us by the blood of His darling Son. He died for sinners. He died for the sins of the whole world. But yet here He has a definite sum. You'll notice in verse number 4, there's also a diligent search. He said, if he'd lose one of them, he doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost. If you'll notice where he left the other sheep. You know, me and you were always looking for happiness and bliss here. It astounds me. It doesn't matter how much money a man has. It doesn't matter how healthy his children are. There's a void in the heart of mankind that only Jesus can fill in that happiness. And you may be searching for things today. And honey, I'll save you some gas money. It's not out yonder. It's in the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. In this world's nothing but wilderness. He left us in a wilderness. Quit looking for it to get better. It's only going to wax worse and worse. It's not getting any better in this life. But there's coming a better day one of these days. Whoa. He left us in a wilderness to go after that which was lost. Oh, this great shepherd I was noticing in the study time this week about this great wilderness. And I often wonder why I can't get happy down here. But I sure am blessed this morning. Can I get a witness? The Holy Ghost lives in me. I'm a blessed man. A lot of times I think, well, if I can just get down to Wee Dowie and get that boat down off the dock and get out and catch a few fish, I have a little joy and a little happiness. Fish ain't biting and I come up short and have no happiness. I say, well, if I can get my gun out of safe and go kill me a rabbit or a deer, I can get a little joy out yonder. And all of a sudden seems like ain't nothing stirring the morning I go. I say, Lord, well, me and a wife will go down to Outback or Longhorn. It's an hour and a half wait and there's no happiness there. But oh, you can come to the house of God and the saint of God, a rare back, and go to preaching the Word of God. And they may go singing the songs of God. And then the joy and the happiness goes to flood your soul and flood your heart. And when you walk back out the doors of the church, you realize it's what Jesus said. It's a wilderness out there. I found something helped me this week. I thought I was sort of crazy. Brother Dana called me and let me know I wasn't the only preacher wasn't finding happiness. And I found something through one of the great old men of God of what he said. In Genesis 3 and verse 17, watch this. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life, and thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Do you notice he said, on account of your good, I'm making it a terrible place. He said, I've cursed the ground for your sake. You see, it ain't much heaven down here. That's why you'll not find heaven down here. This place is cursed with a curse. But thank God for the child. For the child of God, there's coming a better day someday when we leave this place and go to the distant shore. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Close your eyes to this world and open it to a better world. Quit looking down here. You're not going to find no happiness. You're not going to find no peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth to you, but the peace I leave with. Praise God. I'm encouraged on my own preaching this. Praise God. He said, I've cursed that ground for your sake. He said, see, if I didn't curse it, you never would come looking for me. He said, if everything was just really good all the time, he said, you never would know who I am. Can I tell you, when sickness comes, you'll find out who He is. You'll find out who you are. I'm glad it's a God in glory that loves His children this morning. He said, I got that place a-stinking for a reason. He said, quit looking in it. He said, you ain't going to find it. He said, it's cursed for your sake. Ain't it amazing how God loves us enough He knows what we need? I don't know about y'all, but I cherish the days I have no struggles, no worries. I mean, it's just like I can get on a phone pole and fly. Some of y'all wished I'd do that, don't you? But you know something? I've learned to rejoice in that type of element, because I know it's not long lasting. Before long, the phone will ring, or the child will come home, or the letter will come in the mail, and it takes all the air out of our sails. But I'm preaching about one this morning that'll never let you down, that'll never make a mistake. He loves you today in the free pardon of sin by His wonderful grace. A lot of you looking at that job, man, if I can just get up there on that top rung, I'll be a happy camper. Let me save you some heartache. It ain't nothing up there but a long way to fall. It ain't nothing up there but where every one of them two-faced folks you work with said, pow, 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 pow. I never did have much problem when I was down there unloading the truck. But oh, when I got to tell them how to unload the truck, everybody said, pooyow, pooyow, pooyow. You thought, well, surely you get at the top of the corporate ladder, they something up there. I tell you what's up there. It's an empty world up there. I didn't get that out of a book. Got it out of experience. A lot of you don't know how to skin a rabbit and eat one, neither do you. You'll never know till you do it. But, oh, we see this great love that He has for His sheep. We see this love purchasing. And then we see this love pursuing. Notice who we could back in that text. Oh my, He said this. He said, what man of you that would have 100 and lose one, do they not leave the 99 and go after that which is lost? I love this, until he find. Not only do you find a definite sum, a diligent search, but you see a definite statement. He said, I'll not come home empty. He said, I will find my sheep that was lost. Aren't you glad when things got hard on Him? He didn't throw the towel in, but He kept coming your way and drew you by love and mercy. We're ever indebted to Him this morning. Oh, that diligent search. Oh, that definite statement. He said, I'm going to get every one of my sheep. He said, now you might not even love me today. But he said, I love you enough. I'll never stop pursuing you till I find you. Boy, I tell you, you'll never be the same till you realize God found you. Honey, you didn't find God, He found you. The Holy Ghost went out by the Word of God and awakened you in your dark hour. And by His goodness and grace, He said, come one and come all. You say, preacher, can I be saved? Sure you can be saved. He died for you. He said He gave His life a ransom for all. I'm glad He died for black, white, poor, and rich. I'm glad He died for the whole world this morning. And honey, He's out pursuing His young'uns one by one. He left the night. Ain't you glad you just ain't a number to Him? My, my. We see this love purchasing, this love pursuing. We see not only a definite sum, a diligent search, a definite statement, but I love this distinct shout. Verse number 6, He said, when He cometh home, He called together His friends and neighbors, said to Him, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep, which was lost. There's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. I notice when people get saved, it don't do nothing for some people. I figured out why. Any of y'all ever seen a grandmama around the maternity ward when her grandbaby's delivered? You know something, Miss Renee, the other night we went up and visited one of the church members. She said, I want to go by and see the babies. I said, honey, that don't mean nothing to me. I'm hungry. Let's hurry up and go to the house. She said, oh, no, no, let's just stop here on floor 2 and get off. Let's see these babies. And she pulled up there and she was just looking at them babies. And she said, I wonder if our little grandbaby would look like this. I wonder if it would be that long or this heavy. And I wonder how our little baby would be like that. I'll never forget the day our little old first young'un was born. Man, Megan come in this world, and her grandmama was there in front of that glass. There's a rank stranger come, the elevator door opened. She run in that elevator, she grabbed that poor woman. She said, come here, let me show you my grandbaby. She didn't know her from Adam's house cat. What do you say? The only one that gets excited is them that's in the family. I've noticed when people get saved and nobody else enjoys it, you must not be in the family. Before you let one get saved, you'll tell where the family's at. Whoop, whoop, whoopee, hallelujah. You say, you ain't supposed to shout in church. Show me that in your Bible. You've been around that formal Baptist crowd too long. Or you've been around that Mickey Mouse Assembly of God outfit falling down an altar and flopping like a fish. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ought to praise God when a sinner gets saved. That's what's wrong with us. We take everything for granted. It's a miracle God saved something like me and you. I'm glad He got on my trail. Saved me by His grace and His mercy. Now, I got to hurry and get along. Some of you done heard more now than what you come to hear. Flock, a great picture. I want to say this. There's a picture of love for the sheep. Love purchasing, love pursuing. Then there's love possessing. I love this in John 10, verse 25. Love possessing. I'm glad that I am a possession of the love of Christ. In John 10, verse 25, Jesus answered them. He said, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. He said, but you believe not simply because you're not of my sheep, as I said to you. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them, I love this eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Thank God He possesses the sheep. I'm glad I'll never be lost again. You hear me this morning? I may sin and I may break fellowship with my Master, but I'll always be one of His young'uns in the palm of His hand. We see this flock a great picture. We see here that we're Christ, a picture of the love for the sheep. But secondly, there's a picture of the life of the sheep. If we could, I want us to turn back over to that text, 1 Peter chapter number 5. want you to notice something. There's a picture of the love of the sheep. In this passage, there's also a picture of the life of the sheep. He said this, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." So I want to say this first of all, the picture of the life of the sheep. Sheep are placed. Sheep are placed. In John 10, verse number 7, I want to share this with you. John 10, verse number 7. "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say to you, I'm the door. All that ever came before me, the thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear him." He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And here it is. "He shall go in and out and find pasture." What you thought there, preacher? Sheep are placed. Some of you had to go in and out of some things just to get to green pasture. And I can tell you what God's will for His sheep is, to get in some good green pasture. Some of you were so tied up in tradition, you wouldn't eat nothing but sawbriars and gravel gravy. But by God's goodness and grace, He let something blow up down there where you was going to church. Brought you down to the house of God, and you never experienced nothing like this. You ought to thank God for it this morning. You ought to thank God that a drama team up here dancing in leotards. You ought to thank God that a bunch of little sissies hollering, "Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him." You ought to thank God He put you in a good place. Old time preaching and shouting. I wish I'd been raised in an outfit like this. How in hell near the scars on me I got this morning? Hallelujah. Sheep are placed. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. I want to show you something. 1 Corinthians 12. Ain't no by accident you come sit down in here. 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 18, "But now hath God set the members, everyone in them in the body, as it hath pleased Him." You say, "Oh, I don't believe that, preacher." Yeah, you probably don't believe nothing. God sets those where He wants them, of how it pleases Him. Some of you say, "Boy, them members would be good down at our church." Probably not. They probably want to go to voting or something. You bring them down here. They probably wouldn't want you to give nothing away if they come down here and join where you go to church. They probably want to take preaching out. Boy, I hope y'all ain't tired of preaching yet. I ain't even gotten third gear this morning. You ain't going to believe what I got to preach this morning. I'm telling you, you ought to thank God He set your hide down here at Liberty Baptist Church. Well, He sets those. So what do you say in the life of the sheep? He places His sheep. It's not by accident. God's put you here because He knows what you need to be here. And I don't have all the answers, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost has got what you need this morning. And so we see that here, this picture of the life of the sheep. Sheep are placed. And then secondly, sheep are pastored. And there's something that's got out of balance in the Baptist church. For some reason, sheep think they're supposed to lead the shepherd. But it ain't the Bible way, honey. God has always put a man in charge to lead His sheep. How many of y'all ever seen sheep out yonder whistle? "Come this way, shepherd." I mean, the average Baptist preacher, he's letting all the sheep vote what way they'd go. What sheep know? Nothing. Boy, I'm fixing to really encourage you now. Some of you great theologians, you got them nice certificates on your wall. Did you know what I found out on my computer yesterday? Did you know that the sheep's IQ is right under a hog? I'm going to tell you, it's no compliment he called a sheep. Have you, any of you ever been to the circus? I think it's some 72 or 73 of you going this next leg. Would somebody be sure to let me know if they see a trained sheep? I've seen ducks walk around trained. I've seen monkeys trained. I've seen elephants trained. I've seen lions trained. I've seen everything trained. But you'll never see a sheep trained.
We need a shepherd. I'm glad He's the great shepherd this year. I'm glad He never lets His sheep go. Now, watch your Bibles. You'll find this life of the sheep. The sheep are placed and the sheep are pastored. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 1. Hold on, women, now. Don't die. It's 5:12. Time makes time. That chicken going to be picked over time you get to it anyhow. Just wait till they cook the fresh batch and put it out for you this morning. They done had all that laid out since 10 o'clock. Ain't nobody like no soggy chicken. The sheep are placed and sheep are pastored. 1 Peter 5. You'll notice, first of all, he said, feed the sheep. I'm glad I've got around some men of God could feed me by the Word of God. Amen. Feed. Not entertain. Feed. Baptist people want entertainment. They want a clown to juggle at 11 o'clock. Something to entertain me. Touch my mind, preacher. I ain't aiming for your stinking mind. I want to bust your heart. That's where I want the preaching to go, in your heart. Because if your heart will get fixed, your mind will get fixed. That's what's wrong with some of you now. You done so smart, you ain't got no sense. Feed the flock. And then I like this, verse number 3. Lead the flock. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Sheep are to follow, friend. Be an example. I'm going to say this. If your preacher ain't leading by example, get you another preacher. If he ain't lining up to this book following God, get you another preacher. Whether it's me or it's the next one. Feed the flock. Leads the flock. And boy, I love this. Look what it says now. Verse number 2, he's to heed the flock. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. Taking the oversight thereof. What are you talking about? Taking the oversight thereof. Okay, John 10 and 11. John 10 and 11. He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that's a hireling, now listen to this. But he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, who's on the sheep or not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth them. The hireling fleeth. And he tells you why he flees. Because he's a hireling. He can be bought. And careth not for the sheep. Now, let me show you a Bible hero right quick, and then I'm going to hurriedly get along. 1 Samuel 17, heeding the sheep. Watch one of the greatest shepherds of the Bible, the psalmist David. God had shepherds all through this Bible. Very important for a shepherd. Very important for sheep. But we see this in 1 Samuel 17, verse number 34. Remember David and Goliath, the great giant, faced them? The Bible said, when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him in verse 31. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. What you thought, preacher? Sheep are placed, sheep are pastored. The pastor is to feed, to lead, and to heed. That shepherd carried two things. He had a shepherd's crook, and he had a rod. Psalmist David said, thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. You know what that rod was for? is to beat the fire out of stuff. Look it up. I don't know what in the world these sissy preachers is doing. When wolves come in, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what y'all do, wolves, but I'll tell you what I do. I kill them. I ain't petting no wolf. Do we need to take an intermission, get a drink of water, and come back to the preaching? I don't fool with wolves. I shoot wolves and drag them under the fence and hang their ear on the barbed wire as they go out. That way when they come back, they mark and you say, oh, there's that wolf. What's wolf do? They try to steal the sheep. And they love to get the little lambs. You'll notice a lamb should never be got if they follow the shepherd. But the little ones that don't know no better, that's the one the Jehovah Witnesses are after. That's the one that the Muslims are after. Amen. And buddy, you show me a man that won't take up and take charge of the flock, I'll show you a man God never called to be a shepherd. Where does people got that the Baptist preacher is supposed to be some kind of little flim-flam wearing cuffs on his britches? Said that wrong. Lace on his britches. You look that up. You know what that club was? It was big at one end. He had nails tied in one end. And that wolf come in, a sheep, you know what he did? He'd kill that rascal. Well, you think I'm going to let somebody hang around here and try to kill this boy? Are y'all giddy? You ought to thank God you got a pastor that'll stand up and keep the wolves beat out. And I tell you what, a wolf and a crow's kissing cousins. Squawk about everything. You're a kissing cousin to a wolf. I've noticed, you ever seen how them crows come and land on them sheep's back? Booyah! Heed the flock. I don't know if you noticed or not, but he said, take the oversight. If you don't, the wolves will. Boy, it's quiet. We need some preaching right there, don't we?
Amen. Come on, brother.
You'd be surprised how many wolves would love to tear the lambs out of this place. Boy, devil's got them sitting everywhere. They come in, I smell them when they get out. Got that old dead church on them. They voted on everything, kept the preacher broke. Amen. Have I got any men here with guts this morning? Have y'all done got some hen peck you roosting at the foot of the bed? About time preachers ought to stand up for what's right. The Word of God's to be guarded. Cherish. The worship of God's to be guarded. Honey, it's a price to pay to have a church like this. You notice them that run, they're hireling. They ain't going to stand up and lose no sleep over it. You show me a little old boy with a slingshot and got God on him. I'll show you a wolf and a lion killer. He said, that giant. He said, you don't know what happened back there at them sheep, what I did. He said, when nobody was looking, they come out and got that little lamb. He said, you ain't getting that lamb. He said, I'm going to shoot every barrel I got at you, buddy. You ain't getting that lamb. Ain't we having a time today? Nowhere in this Bible do you show me where the man of God is to be a wimp. He's to love people and stand up for what's right. Take the oversight thereof. Who got voting in a Baptist church? I wonder, y'all ever see a bunch of sheep saying, okay, sheep. If this crowd says, meh, ha, 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 we go that way. And if this crowd over here says, meh, ha, 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 we go that way. No, no, he said, line up. I'm going to lead you out to some green pasture. I love what he says. He says, and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. I can watch other men come in here and preach, and they'll say something awful on every one of you say. What's our preacher think? What's our preacher think? What's our preacher think? What's our preacher think? Praise God for a shepherd. Praise God for a shepherd. I'm so glad I've met some real shepherds. Stand up and fight for the flock. I love what something else says. I found one time. Y'all hate I found. Turn with me over in Hebrews. I'm winding down. Y'all don't like preaching. You don't need to be here no how. You just be here and cause trouble, and I don't want to fool with you. Hebrews 13. I got a piano player whoop half the crowd. Say amen right there, Brother David. Hebrews 13, 17. What's this Bible say? Obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves for they what? Watch for your souls. As if they must give an account. You ain't giving an account of this place. I'm giving an account. And you're going to be standing around the day I'm judged. And you're going to see if I was real or not. You're going to see if I really quit a job to come pastor you or not. You're going to see if I've laid up at night praying in a squall and see if I cared or not. You're going to find out if I laid in the study and tried to get something to feed you on Sunday, whether I was real or not. It's going to be shouted from the rooftop. Ain't God good? Laugh, oh, sheep. Nowhere in this Bible do you see where sheep led the shepherd. I wonder what Moses had done in that crowd. He said, "We going across." They said, "Oh, we can't." "Well, why can't?" "Because we ain't voted on it yet." Oh, I can just see that Moses mentality. And I'm sorry, I'm born with it. All I can do is operate with what I've got. A man stand up and lead the flock. You'll never find a ministry where the pastor's not the shepherd that God's blessed in the place. When you got so many opinions in something, if we had 9 people on the committee this morning go pick out that window, we'd be in such a mess by next Sunday we couldn't even worship. That'd be 9 different opinions. So I'd just rather take his opinion and go with it and go on and just let the good blessings of God fall on this place. You say, "You're a dictator." No, I'm a pastor. You just don't like authority. You wish some little woman's up here so you could run over. Y'all look like you need some preaching back here this morning. That's exactly right. Exactly right. Man take charge. Sheep's line up and go behind the shepherd. He don't drive sheep neither. He leads them. And I like something, Brother David, when I found out Stennis. He said there's always 2 or 3 lead sheep that love the shepherd, and they walk out of following that shepherd, and them other sheep raise up, and they say, "We better get to going." Thank God for them people at Liberty Baptist Church that's had faith with the man of God that step out there in the water with him and say, "Go, preacher. Go, preacher." Some of y'all looked around and said, "Oh, no, we better go. We're going to be left behind." And some got left behind. And now they're out there in sawbriars and gravel gravy, tied up in a bunch of junk, wish to the God of heaven they'd listen to the Holy Ghost. God's good to us. Look, I've laid in that study and studied all week. I'm not worried about your Timex this morning. I'm supposed to get on the plane at 6 o'clock. I'm going to leave this place for a week. I ain't going to get to preach Wednesday night, so we got to have double time. Ain't it something you go down to the ball game and you just hope it goes to overtime?
You'll get out and get you a big thing of popcorn. You'll get folks on the cell phone. What y'all doing? Oh, we in overtime. We won't be home. We in overtime. Go and call your cell phone. Tell them we won't be home. We in overtime. Wimpy people can't take preaching. Preaching's where it's at this morning. Preaching to help you. It's 10 after 12. Point 3. Picture the love for the sheep. Picture the laugh of the sheep. And now I want to close with this. Picture the longing. Do you have any inclination of how much Christ wants to be us? He wants to be with us so much. I got to thinking on this, backpedaling just to me on this picture of the life. The sheep are placed, the sheep are pastored, and the sheep are privileged. I was backing out my driveway yesterday, and it's just like the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. And He said, you know why you're privileged? All you got to do is just follow the shepherd. When you get in troubles, when you quit following the shepherd. Sheep's got it made. I was reading about him yesterday. It said, sheep get in trouble when they got their head down or grazing. They said, when they come to themselves, it's when they up in the middle of the day and they go to chewing their cud of what they got. And they go to looking around. And boy, how many times have you got to preaching the Word of God? You went home about 2:30, it dawned on you what the book said. Boy, we're so privileged to be one of God's sheep. All we got to do is just follow Him. You don't get no trouble as long as you follow Him. Just follow Him. Follow Him. Love Him. Trust Him. He won't lead you wrong this morning. So now lastly, we see the picture of the love for the sheep, picture of the life of the sheep, but now the picture of this longing for the sheep. Did you notice over there in that text, and then I'll be closing down in verse number 4, what He said? Boy, I love this when I seen it. He said, and when the chief shepherd shall appear. This ain't a Reader's Digest. The Lord's coming back. Let me share if you come. The longing for the sheep. You see, there is a promised appearing. In Matthew 25 and verse number 31. Matthew 25 and verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say to them on His right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. The picture of this longing for the sheep, there's a promised appearing. Then there's a productive ascension. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The Bible said we're going to be caught up together in the clouds and the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can you imagine we'll get our new glorified body? You say, Preacher, what are you taking? The Word. Great shepherd's coming back for his sheep. He's going to gather all them little flocks. He's going to make his one flock. And we go into the house. He's got this little flock set out here in Bowden, Georgia. Got a shepherd. Across them woods, he's got another flock. Got a shepherd. Across them woods, he's got another flock and a shepherd. But when the great shepherd appears, what a day that's going to be. He said He's going to divide the sheep from the goats then. Are you saved this morning? I mean, really saved? That's the thrill last Wednesday night. Miss Carrie called last Sunday night. Preacher, I just got saved. Stood her up Wednesday night for the church. Lord, save me. God, ain't it wonderful to be saved, young man? You know, if it just dawned on us, we've got it made so good.
Just follow the shepherd. Stay bunched up. Before you get in trouble, you get way out trying to by yourself and the wolf gets you. Boy, you get in there real close to that bunch. Boy, that wolf comes, they all go to screaming. Man, here comes that shepherd with that club. Where is that wolf? Boy, our Heavenly Father is the great shepherd. He knows what we need this morning. He said they would take salve, and then the old sheep would come in a narrow place. They'd anoint their eyes with that oil. They'd look across that body, all them parasites on them sheep. The shepherd'd see about him. He'd let him out, and he'd take his stick, and he'd mark that sheep, and he'd send him on out. He'd done seen about that, and next in line. Some of you this morning, you got needs in your life. You need the great shepherd to reach over and touch you. You need the great shepherd to reach over and do something for you. And I tell you why I know he'll do it. He loves his sheep.
Amen.
I read a passage and I'll be done talking about the longing. It's where I got my thought. The longing for the sheep. In James 5, have you read this lately? And then I'll give an invitation. James 5. It's why I said there's a longing for his sheep. He said in James 5, verse 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it, till he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient and establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And if I know anything about this book, I know this. Jesus coming. The Bible said in the last days it shall wax worse and worse. He says in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Preacher, do you really believe Jesus is coming? I believe with more than anything in me this morning. He's coming. Can you imagine when He comes? My goodness. All them sermons I've preached, I get to see Him with these eyes. Glorified eyes. You said, preacher, what's He going to look like? Oh, it'll be no mistake who He is. Said He got the scars in His hands and His feet. Said, preacher, I thought it was all going to look like Jesus. Oh, no, 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 no. Nobody get us mixed up with Jesus. We're going to have a glorified body like Jesus. And we're going to know as we're known. When I'm in heaven, I get to see Brother David. Get to see Brother Mike. Brother Randall, you and Brother Terrell. I wonder what we'll do all them ages. Brother Ricky, Ricky, what we'll do when we see him. My Lord, can you imagine? He come right now and he took his church out of here. How many people be left sitting here this morning? How many people be left here go eat lunch by yourself? Oh, you wouldn't go eat lunch. You'd run. You'd be screaming and crying, wishing the God of heaven that you'd have took advantage of His grace and run to an old-fashioned altar and got gloriously saved by the grace of God. Oh, you won't be laughing at the preacher under your breath that day. You'll be wishing the God of heaven you'd run to that old man of God and fell at His feet. You'd have wished to God you'd have shined His shoes that day. You'd have wished to God you'd done anything to get to where He is that day. Honey, don't let it pass you by. He died for you because He loves you. He'd love to wash away your sins this morning. You can leave out of this house just like Miss Carrie did the other night. When she got saved and Jesus washed away her sins, they're gone. You can be like that this morning. Don't let it pass you by. Oh, don't let it pass you by. He's longing for His sheep. He's coming. And when He comes, I want to stand right. I want to be living as clean a life as I can humanly, possibly, able to live. I want to be clean. I want to be ashamed. I don't want to have my head down, Brother Randall, when He comes. this morning, you ready to meet Him? Maybe you need something in your life. The great shepherd knows. He loves you so much. He's blessed us so much. Won't you come talk to Him this morning?